This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're a TV viewer, you see a photo that the news has picked up, they've confirmed that's a real woman on a plane wearing a space bubble over her head and a mask inside, huffing carbon dioxide. And now they're trying to order here in Austin, a violation of the state law, for children to wear two masks. Dr. Peter McCullough is here with us. He's going to give his PowerPoint incredible analysis next segment. But I wanted to just talk about the fear, and we're confirming these other reports of people euthanizing their dog because they, quote, had Omicron. Now people are testing their animals. And then I've got South Africa. This has been happening for weeks. Says it has passed its fourth wave of cases and counts few deaths added. So there's almost no deaths, but there's this total hysteria. U.S. smashes global COVID infection record again with 647,000-plus new cases recorded Thursday, but daily deaths have fallen. So this is hysteria.
It is hysteria. It's basically the common cold now. In my house, I had a chance to observe ages 5 to 98 Omicron as it came into my house for Christmas. The kids had it for a few hours, took a little Tylenol for fever. The older individuals needed some assistive medications, and I'm talking pretty easy now. I've been treating COVID-19 for 2 years, and I can tell you Delta was long and hard. Omicron is brief. It is mild and easily treatable.
Well, I remember 8-9 months ago, I saw real hospitals full, really people sick with Delta. I told listeners, no. Last year, they exaggerated and hyped it up. This is very real. Then my dad got it, almost killed him. My mom's never been that sick. I got it, didn't really make a big deal about it, but it felt like a gorilla. It was on my chest for 2 weeks, sickest I've ever been. But I just powered through it. And then people are like, oh, Jones, you're making it up. Then it finally hit their town. They're like, oh, yeah, this is serious. So this is a real virus. People try to say, oh, that's totally made up. No, it's real.
It's real. I've had calls from the Northeast. I had a call yesterday from Chicago. The northern U.S. has a blend of Delta and Omicron right now. So the hardest thing for a doctor to figure out in this initial phase is it Delta? Is it going to be 30 days of a hard illness? Or is it going to be Omicron? Is it going to be a couple of days needing no treatment? Very, very difficult. We don't have the ability with the PCR test to tell us which is which, and we desperately need it.
And I forget, did you have the original or did you have the Delta?
I had Alpha.
Yeah. How was Alpha different than Delta?
I think Alpha was far milder than Delta. I've lost patients in their 30s to Delta. I mean, it was very, very hard. Delta was far more invasive than the other strains. It lasted far longer. And honestly, I'm glad Omicron is here in a sense to shut the door on Delta. Many are saying Omicron is Mother Nature's now booster.
That's what South African scientists said 2 weeks ago. It looks like they're right.
Marty McRae from Johns Hopkins was on Hannity this week. I was on Fox with Sean Duffy basically saying the same thing. This, when patients get this, by the way, they feel like it's a booster. It feels like a booster shot. One feels a little febrile, a little sick for a day or two, and then it gets better, particularly those who are COVID recovered and those who have been previously vaccinated.
Because let's not forget, all science is doing is copying the way God set stuff up. And, of course, nature's got the real booster.
It's amazing. If we look at the receptor binding domain, where this virus used to invade the body, it has been peppered with mutations. It simply can't invade like it used to.
We're about to do your big PowerPoint presentation. A lot of big developments. We focused on Omicron and the real virus, but what about the vaccine? I also want to hit some of that. When will we get into that in the next couple hours?
We will. The biggest breaking news, again, on the same server, ResearchGate, the same server that the NIH puts out their data, a paper by Pantazaptos from Colombia published on this server, data using census deaths and the vaccine administration data, and now has an estimate on the U.S. loss of life with the vaccines, and you'll be stunned with this. The number could be as high as 178,000 Americans that have died after the vaccine.
Wow. So I don't want to interrupt the flow of this in the next hour and a half. When are you going to cover that? Because that's what I really want to know about.
Well, yeah, I'll cover that in the next hour. But that analysis gives the biggest number we're aware of. Remember, VAERS, half domestic, half ex-U.S., has about 10,000 American lives lost currently. The U.S. whistleblower lawsuit, Tom Rentz, and the CMS whistleblower this summer had the number at 45,000. Now Colombia has the vaccine mortality number at the upper bound is 178,000.
Columbia University, very respected. All right, Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. We're going to come back in 60 seconds and plunge right into this. Please Tell your friends and family, tune in on local radio stations, TV stations, and the feeds at Infowars.com/show and band.video. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Saying till Monday, huge interview, inventor of mRNA technology, saying, hey, vaccines are very, very dangerous. These are not really vaccines, and they're not really protecting you long term. That huge information is now breaking. And Dr. Peter McCullough has been a trailblazer. He's a heart surgeon. He's been involved in major FDA studies. He's become a leading voice out there, going over the real scientific data and reports. And he has put together, because I asked him to do this a couple of weeks ago, two huge sections for a PowerPoint on vaccine efficacy, what's really happening, the virus, and the real science. So you want it. This isn't hype. This isn't Pfizer propaganda. This isn't pure anti-vax information. This is the real science coming out. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so much. Please launch into it.
Thank you. Now, just to clarify, I'm a medical doctor. I work with great surgeons, but I'm a medical doctor at a major medical center, an internist, cardiologist, and epidemiologist. But I've finished 2 years of essentially what has been a COVID-19 infectious disease fellowship. Let's go ahead and bring up the first slide. We are giving public programs, doctors in my circles, independently with grassroots organizations, public seminars for doctors, for lawmakers, and then big public programs all over the country, Alex, 500 to 5,000 individuals. I have a headlining one with a former Trump administration cabinet member Ben Carson in Phoenix, January 7th, 8th, and 9th. We've got 48,000 people going to be attending that. So this is a big. Let's bring up the first slide. This will be, I'm just going to show you a few of the slides. If you attend one of these public programs, you will see it. We're going to cover vaccine safety and efficacy. And let's move forward to the slide, which is on the Hill. You'll be able to see this. I express concerns as a academic doctor, and you can see the date of this publication in the Hill, where this was on August 17th of 2020, Alex, and the title of this paper is The Great Gamble of the COVID-19 Vaccine Development Program. Why was it a gamble? Because, as Dr. Robert Malone indicated, they're not traditional vaccines. They are genetic transfer technology programs. The virus has a dangerous component to it, and that is the spike protein. That's what I'm showing you here. This is the spine on the ball of the virus, 1,200 amino acids, about a dozen glycosylation side chains. And, Alex, this thing is a loaded weapon. The spike protein has been devised in a lab in Wuhan, China, to be far more infectious, invasive, and lethal to human beings. Now enter the vaccines. The vaccines are either messenger RNA, as shown on the right-hand side of the slide. That's Pfizer, Moderna. They have nucleoside analog caps. And importantly, these analog caps, as I've published with Tony Karagopoulos in Greece, they are not broken down by our normal enzymatic mechanism. So the messenger RNA itself, Alex, stays in the body a long period of time. It tricks the body's own machinery, the ribosomes in the rough endoplasmic reticulum, to produce the dangerous spike protein, those red buds. So we're actually hijacking the body's cells to produce the very deadly spike protein that's loaded on the virus itself. You can see on the left-hand side of the slide, that's Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca. And importantly, that uses a different technology. That's adenoviral technology, where the DNA actually goes into our nucleus of our cells. It's resident there, and then we produce the RNA for the spike protein, and again, we produce more of that spike protein. We now know the spike protein lasts in the human body at least a month circulatory with a paper by Ogata and colleagues. And now this paper that just broke from Sandhya Bansal, as you can see here, the title of the paper is Circulating Exosomes with COVID Spike Protein Induced by the Pfizer Vaccine. And you can see it right now that the spike protein is in the human body, Alex, after vaccination for a long period of time. In fact, it's enveloped in its own particle of phospholipid bilayer. So the spike protein, in a sense, is loaded into our body, and then it begins to travel in our body in these circulatory exosomes. It lasts in the body, as Bruce Patterson has shown, at least months after vaccination. Right now, it was on the McCullough Report. Bruce Patterson, by the way, world-class scientist. He'd be great to bring on the show. He's at Northwestern in Stanford. He started his own company, InCellDX. He's the leading person on identifying the spike protein in the body.
By the way, please get him on. You got Steve Kirsch, who, of course, I knew from watching, but he's amazing. So anybody you recommend, please, Doc.
Absolutely terrific. Bruce Patterson said, listen, you take the vaccine, that spike protein in your body, at least for a year, maybe a year and a half. Each shot, the body has to recover from this. The body has to clear
itself out. So in layman's terms, the so-called vaccine causes a similar effect as the actual virus.
It causes a similar effect. In fact, in many ways, it's worse because the body has a chance to fight off the virus in the nose and mouth. Remember, in the nose and mouth, we've got lymphoid tissue. We have what's called Peyer's patches. We have the ability to try to fight off the virus. But when you take an injection of adenoviral or messenger RNA in the body, that's a mainline. You skip all the defense systems, and now you hijack the body to produce this dangerous pathogenic protein. That was what I was trying to tell America back in August before we launched the vaccines. Warning, warning. That's the reason why Dr. Malone has come out and said, listen, I worked on this, and it turns out to be a bad idea. That's what he's telling you. Scientifically, it's a bad idea to use genetic technology to trick the body into making a dangerous spike protein with this idea that's going to create immunity, which has obviously failed. And now we realize this is a long-term installation of genetic material and then subsequently the continued production of spike protein for a long period of time.
Wow, the foreign installation of outside genetic material and a hijacking of the cells.
Absolutely. And each injection, Alex, is probably a different mosaic of cells. So, you know, the genetic information can't get into all the cells. So where are the lipid nanoparticles going to go and then dump their payload? Well, we now know in a paper from Japan, for instance, that we know that the lipid nanoparticles do hyperconcentrate in the ovaries and the reproductive organs. They clearly go elsewhere.
Isn't that a big surprise? No wonder Bill Gates is pushing it.
Yeah, we know from autopsy studies from Vienna, as well as from Germany, that the vaccines go everywhere, just like the virus. I told you the NIH autopsy study showed the virus in the brain, the heart, the bone marrow, the lymphatic system. The same thing with the vaccine. This is the first vaccine that we've ever had where the brain gets loaded with it. The heart gets loaded with it. And in this paper that I'm pointing out from Avolio and colleagues, wonderful preclinical paper, showing that the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, remember that's what I was telling you, the spike protein is where all the action is. In this paper, the spike protein is shown as these blue buds. It would be the same as the red buds in the prior PowerPoints. They actually damage the pericytes. The pericytes. Pericytes are support cells in the heart. They support the capillaries. They support the cardiomyocytes. And can you imagine a vaccine-induced attack on heart cells with the dangerous spike protein? No surprise that it causes myocarditis or heart inflammation. This should be of no scientific surprise whatsoever. It is now well understood. Our FDA agrees Our FDA warns Americans not to take the vaccines because they cause myocarditis.
Isn't it crazy? They put the advisory on now, I guess, for what, 6 months, but then Trump and Maddow and the Democrats and Biden say, no, there's no problems.
When they put the advisory out, they had 200 cases they reviewed. They had a universe of 600 cases. These kids were sick, 90% hospitalized, sky-high troponins, dramatic EKG changes, chest pains, signs and symptoms of heart failure. They remained in the hospital for days. Some of them needed heart failure medications. Alex, this is not a joke. They needed 3 to 6 months of rest. What happened over the summer? We have had a montage of athletes that we have seen all over the world, drop dead on the field. Nobody knows if they've been vaccinated or not, although we know most of these countries and these teams, in fact, had very aggressive vaccination strategies. If there is some clinical myocarditis, or in fact, if there is some subtle symptoms and the players say, listen, I'm going to play through this because I've got a big contract, they know if they actually knuckle under and are diagnosed with myocarditis, that means their season is over with because they must go under strict rest.
And again, used to this happen once a year, every 5 years. Now it's every day. Four died just last week. Dr. Peter McCullough is on fire. We'll be right back on the other side with this PowerPoint. Everybody, you know, tune in now. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Broadcast of the Alex Jones Show of the year. We're very honored. You were getting into the studies, the science, the breaking information of what this so-called vaccine is actually doing to the population. Please continue, Doctor.
Alex, I'm going to show you a paper now. I have it up on the screen that you're not going to be able to see if you go on the internet because it's been censored. This is a paper that was fully accepted, went through the peer review process. The first author is Jessica Rose. I'm the second author. This was published in the Current Problems of Cardiology, and it's simply describing myocarditis in the VAERS system, the CDC Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And this was made it through the entire process. It was invited by the editors. It went through the peer review process. Galley proofs contracted. I paid the fees, Alex. They didn't return them. This was fully published in the National Library of Medicine and available. People were using this. 5 days before the pediatric meeting for the FDA, Elsevier pulled the paper out and said the reason for pulling it out is not that it was scientifically invalid, not that there was any typeset problems. They pulled it out because they said they didn't think the journal invited it to begin with, which clearly they did. Now they're under threat of lawsuit. Believe it or not, as a scientific doctor, I have to sue Elsevier, the largest publisher, for basically breach of contract and tortuous interference in my business of publishing data as an academic physician.
So you're not just covering this PowerPoint with all this research. You're in it. And just let me throw this out as a brief aside. I've seen hundreds of articles of academics and heads of research institutes in Canada, in Germany, in the UK, in the US, in Australia, saying, yeah, we're seeing massive increase of heart attacks and deaths and blood clots, but we've been told not to say it or publish it or we'll get all our funding pulled.
Well, I tell you what, I am relentless, and this will see the light of day. Take a look at the data. I want everyone to see this. These are real people in the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. The darker blue are the men. So notice that men, 90% of people developing myocarditis are men. They develop it shortly after administration of the vaccines, which are shown in the two black lines. But look at the tail, Alex. The tail of the distribution goes all the way out to age 50. I am telling you, as a doctor, myocarditis is not just a problem of children. It is a problem of men extending well into male adulthood, and the Koreans are worried. Let's move forward to this next tab, this paper by Choi and colleagues. Very important. This condition is fatal, and it's proven to be fatal in some unfortunate individuals. Choi and colleagues published a man. He's 22 years old. This is someone where COVID would have been like a mild cold. He takes the vaccine, in this case the Pfizer vaccine. He has 5 days of chest pain, comes to the hospital, and he dies 7 hours later. And look at the histologic findings there. The heart is loaded with inflammation. This is beyond doubt that the vaccine caused this death. It's irrefutable. We can't have the President of the United States saying no one's died of the vaccine. The data are abundantly clear.
Wow, I'm speechless. Please continue.
When we move forward and look at the other key pieces of information that are coming in on COVID-19, what we find is what's called regulatory malfeasance. And this is a screenshot of CNN correspondent Sanjay Gupta and an assistant CNN correspondent on Sesame Street. And Alex, they're on Sesame Street as CNN correspondents attempting to seduce children into taking the vaccine. And I can tell you, they did not give fair balance. They did not say the vaccine could cause fatal myocarditis. They didn't.
They didn't do the normal drug company provisos they put at the end.
Right. Listen.
Plus, are they even authorized to target children, newborns and three-year-olds who weren't even approved yet?
They aren't authorized at all. They are media people. They are not authorized at all to do this. The U.S. Drug and Cosmetics Act, the Truth in Advertising Act, and the Lanham Act all apply to any presentation of data. What I'm doing today, Alex, is I'm giving fair balance. That's in a person in position of authority. It's my responsibility to give fair balance. Fair balance was not given to these children and these parents.
They were given a big Pfizer script given to puppeteers and then regurgitated on children.
And when I presented this...
A helpless audience.
When I presented this to Joe Rogan, Joe's eyes were as big as saucers. He had just had Sanjay Gupta on, actually, regarding a different issue regarding ivermectin. And Joe,
don't forget it. Sanjay Gupta was the narrator. So if somebody comes and tries to sell your child drugs at the schoolyard, you know that's evil. They're not supposed to have contact with your child. This is through the TV, through PBS, Big Pharma literally preying on children, saying you're going to get sick and get hurt and die unless you have this thing. And most of them watching haven't even been approved yet to have it.
That's correct. And Joe Rogan asked me, do you think Sanjay Gupta and the CNN correspondents, do they know the regulatory laws? And I told Joe Rogan, I said, either they knew or they should have known. Which one is it? It's not good for either one.
Yeah, what it is damn evil.
Let's move on. This next paper, I think, was the one that really it hit in the last 2 months. And this could be the largest estimate we have seen regarding vaccine deaths so far in the literature. Now, this ends up being published on ResearchGate. This is the same preprint server that the National Institutes of Health uses for their autopsies. So I can tell you.
Is this connected to the Columbia number you were talking about?
The Columbia number. This paper was published by Spiro Pantazatos and Hervé Seligman from Columbia University in New York, New York. They use census data as well as vaccine administration data, and looked at the time of death. Now, we know the time of death when it comes within a narrow window. For instance, regulatory-wise, any death that occurs within 30 days of a product, whether the product caused it or not, we don't care.
You got to look at it.
You got to look at it. You have to. The number they come up with, Alex, the range is 146 to 187,000 Americans may have died after the vaccine.
Wow.
Now, if we're at 800,000 people who died of the respiratory illness, and our CDC tells us that 90% of them have other conditions that were also fatal, the Italians, by the way, say now, recoding their data, that 97% of Italians had other fatal illnesses. Let me put this in context. Colin Powell, people know Colin Powell, he had terminal multiple myeloma, he took the vaccine, and he died with COVID. But all experts agree that the terminal multiple myeloma was the overriding problem, right? So we know that 90% of COVID deaths like this, the average age of death of COVID in the United States is 83 years old. These are people who live beyond life expectancy. So what I'm telling you is we probably have 60,000 Americans, people our age, who truly died of COVID, 60,000. And what Pantazatos and Sullivan are saying is that we may have had 187 taken out with the vaccine. The vaccine is far worse than the respiratory illness.
Wow. All right, going to break again. Longer segments coming up. Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest. When we come back, we'll tell you where you can find. Is this PowerPoint out yet for people to see?
PowerPoint's available on multiple servers. Go to American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.com.
All right, we'll come back and tell people about that again. This is life saving information, because now they're not coming for our children. They already came for them. And now Fauci says in a month they're going to start injecting newborns. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
How much more time?
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Alex Jones.
Well, this is game-changing information. Dr. Peter McCullough is our guest, and he is going through a PowerPoint presentation with the latest information that he is going to be presenting in front of crowds across the United States, tens of thousands. And before you drill back into these huge developments, just as a citizen, not just as a doctor, not just a researcher, I don't see the power structure getting out of this. I mean, they have really screwed up. Then I see Pfizer and others demanding all these secret agreements for liability protection. I don't see how they were so stupid when all the experts told them this would cause all sorts of autoimmune problems and blood clots and myocarditis. I mean, that was in the slide, as you know, from October last year before it even started. So I know you don't like to speculate, but just as a citizen, What do you think the big plan is here? Or did they really just crazily do this and now they've destroyed themselves and now they're going to keep paying media to lie and say nothing's happening?
The fact pattern is checked. There's no doubt about it. Lead attorney Aaron Seary has basically sued Pfizer and the FDA for full release of the Pfizer dossier. Now, why Pfizer? Because they're the lead product. In fact, most people have taken Pfizer. FDA now is actually de-emphasizing Johnson & Johnson, so it's pretty much Pfizer and Moderna. Pfizer, 30 micrograms of messenger RNA per shot.
And why? And why? Johnson & Johnson says, oh, they say, the FDA says, oh, you might not want to take this. It'll make you have a myocarditis.
Well, you know, the Johnson & Johnson, the official risks are actually Guillain-Barré syndrome and thrombosis. The myocarditis is with Pfizer and Moderna. But getting back to the Siri lawsuit, basically said, listen, just you're asking Americans to take this, release your dossier, and let 30 experts review the data independently. I am one of the 30 experts. In fact, I've been named lead of this Public Health Review Council for the Pfizer data. We were stunned, Alex, when the FDA asked the federal judge to delay the release until 2076, over 50 years from now. I can't
hear a record skip at that point. Say that again, because people thought this was a joke. This is real. It's now confirmed. They have asked the federal court to wait 55 years.
55 years. In fact, they've even extended it to 70 years. To actually see what's going on with the vaccines. You can't make this up. The fact pattern is established. That basically, Pfizer and the FDA have told Americans there is no transparency here. Remember, transparency is a tenet of regulatory science. Now there's no transparency on a biologic product that we've just reviewed for America. On safety. Remember, we're just as medical grand rounds, Alex. We review safety before efficacy.
Explain what that means for people that don't have a medical degree.
Our general principle is, above all, do no harm. I don't care how good a product is. If it's not safe, it doesn't move forward. I don't care how much you like your new car, Alex. If it's not safe, it doesn't get driven off the lot. It's very important. Safety comes first for all consumer products. And so, importantly, with drugs and vaccines, we do in medical grand rounds what our government actually should be doing for America every month. We should have a review every month on safety and efficacy. We're now a year into the vaccine program. There's been no review. So you can imagine when I go out and give a public program, there are thousands of people coming, and I am just giving Americans the straight data on the vaccines.
And again, that was pre-designed where they set it up where there wouldn't be the reviews and all this. I mean, I think it's overwhelming evidence that this is a depopulation weapon. That's what Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former head chief scientist at Pfizer, is saying. That's what a lot of other folks are saying. If you just extrapolate out, why are they doing this? And it's attacking the ovaries, and it's attacking young people and everybody and old people. I mean, what is the motive here?
No one knows. Clearly, the books are out there that are starting to, again, establish the fact pattern. This is probably one of the absolutely the biggest things in human history an investigative reporter could hotly pursue. As a doctor, I am simply just trying to grapple with the science.
I think that's what you said is important. This is probably the biggest event in history so far in human activity. When all the dust settles, and you're just going with the science, you're letting others politically look at what's happening. But the fact pattern and the consensus across the board now of intelligence agency heads and top scientists and virologists and is this is deliberate depopulation. When you look at it all, and now they're still covering it up and pushing in more, it's pretty clear.
Well, I tell you, it seems relatively clear that the best way to stay healthy is to stay free of any of these injections. Let's see what happens in terms of efficacy. People have asked me, Dr. McCullough, I took the vaccines. I was told I should do this. I knew it was patriotic. My doctors told me to take the vaccines. The presidents, we've had two presidents to say take the vaccines. Is there any benefit to the vaccines? Let's move to the 1040 paper from the Ivy Network. Look at the number of authors on this paper. This is the U.S. National Institutes of Health and the best and the brightest academics who work in clinical trials on vaccines telling you the data. The title of the paper is The Association Between Messenger RNA Vaccination and COVID-19 Hospitalization and Disease Severity. Let me tell you that in this paper, they had 45% of the cases had Delta. It means 55% were pre-Delta, so these data always run in arrears. And the vaccines, of those who took the vaccines, it was associated with a reduced risk of hospitalization. Now, because of differential testing, that means when someone comes in the hospital and they're vaccinated, they actually don't get a COVID test unless they suspect COVID. But if you're unvaccinated, they get a test for no matter what medical condition they have. Differential testing exaggerates the effect size for hospitalization risk reduction. It's clear. But having said that, I will tell you as a scientist that the vaccines were associated with some reduction in hospitalization. But people say, listen, I didn't take the vaccine, and I'm willing to be hospitalized provided I survive. So let's look at the data. As shown here, in figure 3, one can see that in this figure, those patients in this table, in fact, had COVID-19, and they were being monitored for progression. And you can see here that the adjusted hazard ratio for progression of disease was 0.41. That's interpreted as a 59% reduction in the progression of severe COVID-19 in favor of the vaccine. So the vaccines, in fact, did provide some protection. But I highlighted the bottom line, Alex. The bottom line is, do you survive or do you die? And is there any impact of the vaccine? Here are the data. Death occurred in 9 of 142 fully vaccinated people who are hospitalized with COVID, and that percentage is 6.3%, and that's compared to 91 deaths out of 1055 unvaccinated for a percentage of 8.6%, and the p-value was 0.36, meaning it's not statistically significant. There is numerically a reduction in mortality with the vaccines. It was not statistically significant, but people have, you listen to Rachel Maddow, you listen to others, like the vaccine is a shield. You know, President Biden basically says, take the vaccine, otherwise it's going to be a long, dark winter. Well, I'm telling you, these people took the vaccine, and they had a mortality rate of 6.3% in the hospital.
And, I mean, Doc, what about all the studies I see? Because, I'm just doing a boil down of my own mind, where within 3 to 6 months, though, it's somehow turning off your immune system or reducing it. So it works a little bit up front like a therapeutic, but then it actually has a negative hangover.
Remember, the vaccines are giving our immune system a lot of work to do. We now know this is an install of spike protein for over a year. You can imagine how the immune system is changing, trying to clear out this foreign protein from the human body, from critical organs such as the brain, the heart.
Is that why we're seeing such studies of increase of cancers after? Because your immune system is basically exhausted and it's run a marathon and now it doesn't tackle the cancer, it doesn't tackle the next virus?
No, I think it's too soon. I mean, 2 shots, I don't think it's going to be enough a quantity.
You said that 6 months ago. You said look out for the third. And now so many people having the heart attacks and dying, young people, old people, you name it, it's the third shot or the booster.
Well, the booster is where all the great concern is because, you know, shot one, shot two, if you go a year, maybe you can clear out some of the spike protein. Shot three, now Israel and elsewhere, shot four and more. We know there
is. Oh, the European country wants 6.
It'll be impossible. Alex, it's impossible to get rid of the Wuhan Chinese spike protein out of the body with injections that are more frequently than a year. Let's move on to the next paper. This is a big one. People have said, listen, show us.
I got to go to break. Doc, stay there. The big one. When we come back with Dr. Peter McCullough, straight ahead, this is life-saving, game-changing, real science. Again, if you just tuned in, tell everyone you know, share this video.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For COVID. How did I know this 20 plus months ago? Bill Gates went on TV shows and said, oh, you'll need boosters forever. And now they, of course, have announced that. And Dr. McCullough, you said something during the break. I know you just want to go over the research science and just not get political, but you, as a private citizen, said, listen, and I'm just a layperson researching. That's what I've noticed. All these countries, whether it's India or China or they all develop their own shots, not even mRNA, but are other forms of vaccines that do the same thing with spike protein. When there's so many other ways to actually attack a virus, it's really like an evil intelligence behind this. When I say alien, I'm not saying flying saucers. I'm saying there's an anti-human force here you can't ignore.
It cannot be healthy for the human body to take on spike protein and viral particles over and over again through injection. Alex, it cannot.
Elaborate on that. And you hit the break. You said the biggest part of your entire PowerPoint is this.
We're on efficacy. Let's move on to the Cone paper. The title of this paper is SARS-CoV-2 Vaccine Protection and Death Among U.S. Veterans Through 2021. The sample size in this paper, Alex, 780,225 veterans, represents 2.7% of the United States population. Overall vaccine efficacy over the course of the year started at 87.9%. It fell to 48.1%. So the vaccines did have some reported efficacy against mortality. Let's look at the figure starting at the right. And you can see here, age over 65, there is a non-COVID mortality benefit for taking the vaccine, meaning selection bias. Those who take the vaccine are more likely to survive of any condition because they are more activated by their health. But look at the COVID curves. These are survival curves. There is a 12% benefit. There is a 12% absolute risk reduction in survival a few months after the vaccines for those who have COVID attributable to the vaccine program. So I am telling you, as a fair, balanced review.
You win the battle, but you lose the war.
Well, there, as a fair, balanced review, there is a mortality benefit over age 65. When this first came along, people asked me a year ago, Dr. McCullough, who would the vaccines be best for? I said it would be our seniors, if they were safe and effective, nursing home residents, and nursing home workers. But now look under age 65 in the middle panel, Alex. Look at the difference between the two curves. The y-axis changes. You have to be a sharp scientist to get this. Look at the difference. There's a 1% mortality benefit. I showed this to Joe Rogan. He kind of squinted his eyes. He goes, that's not very much. I said, Joe, that's what this is all about, this huge push of the claim that the vaccines will save you from COVID. They'll save your life. The President Biden is going to be a dark winner of death. This is a 1% difference in the survival curve.
Literally terrorizing people. And then what about the lawsuits I've seen filed against Pfizer by some of the lab people saying that they actually cooked the numbers and it's worse than what they're even saying? And also, is it true that they don't count people the first 14 days that get sick or die after the shot? So if you add those numbers back in, now there isn't any efficacy to the shot.
Well, we mentioned that the lawsuit, Aaron Siri lawsuit, Pfizer and the FDA, you know, somebody inside Pfizer got a little unstable and some of the documents were released within a few months. Pfizer knew of large numbers of deaths. They knew about thousands of individuals who had died shortly after administration of the Pfizer vaccine. The fact pattern is established. The question is, will there be any fairness in the courts and will there be any recognition of what's happening to Americans? You know, that rate of vaccination in the United States plummeted in April. Americans knew their loved ones were dying after the vaccine.
Well, I mean, literally, I know so many people that have gotten deathly ill or died after they took it. And I have a family member very close to me that decided to be rebellious and go out and get it. And they have lost so much weight and they look like a concentration camp victim now. And it tears my guts out. And they're sick all the time now. And they went and took two of the Pfizer shots.
Well, Alex, what did they get out of it? What's the social contract? You know, a young person.
This person's 13 years old.
Right. A young person has no medical benefit from it, but so many young people tell me, listen, Dr. McCullough, I want to take the vaccine because I want to travel. I want to go to drill team. I want to be in school. What's the social contract? I can just tell you as a medical doctor now, if we go to this slide, it's an overlay on top of the Nordstrom paper, 1.6 million people in Sweden, half that took the vaccine, half that didn't. I can tell you this paper and others. There's 22 studies showing these vaccines basically wane in terms of efficacy. They wane in terms of their coverage.
That's on the slide. Yeah, there it is.
They wane over 3 to 6 months. 3 to 6 months. I came up on the Physicians News Server Medscape just yesterday that boosters may only last 10 weeks. So listen, this isn't once every 6 months. I anticipate, based on these data, it's going to go to every three-month infection.
And then it has a horrible spike protein colonization of your body. But again, Bill Gates said 20 months ago, I played the clip probably 100 times, that, oh, you're going to need boosters every year. This is going to be a new thing. And then I've got different government employees in the UK saying, oh, this will actually get rid of your immune system. You're going to need this all the time now. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, this is a plan.
Well, people talk about moving the goalposts. In this case, the goalposts keep getting moving in. Remember, it was going to be a vaccine should at least last a year, Alex. That was the minimum acceptance criteria.
He said, if you take it, you're protected 100%. That's what Biden said.
But now, 6 months, and now 3 months. It's very, very possible we could end up in a three-month duration. Can you imagine having people's lives tethered to a vaccine administration every 3 months? That means travel. That means school. That means employment.
It's like, I want to be able to go to the shopping center. I got to take my shot. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, again, we know the big companies actuaried this. They battle planned this. I think the $64 trillion question is, what's coming next? How do they think they're going to get away with this takeover? Because we know it's tied to a global vaccine passport. that's tied to a carbon tax, that's tied to a social credit score. They now admit this, the Davos Group. This is their takeover, and then it's going to destroy confidence in the government. It's going to destroy society. It's going to create the post-industrial world because so many people are going to be sick. Because short-term, we've got massive numbers of sick and dead. Imagine what the long-term effects. We have any ideas, Dr. McCullough, on what's going to happen there?
You know, we have no idea. I mentioned, you know, the spike protein cannot be healthy for the human body. Chronic neurologic, cardiac disease, we're talking neurodegenerative disease, such as various forms of dementia and cognitive decline, myocardial disease, heart failure. We know thromboembolic disease, all the people prone to blood clots. Can you imagine loading the body with progressive administrations of a thrombogenic protein and people taking on progressive risk of blood clots? No wonder the pilots don't want to get in the cockpit being in this chronically vaccinated state. They can't move. They are a fatal blood clot waiting to happen.
It's and then they order everybody to do it, knowing it's going to make a bunch of people sick. Then more good people quit, which brings down civilization. And no one ever points out that that's the real economic weapon. Not just killing people, not just making them sick where the family's got to take care of them or burying them. But then you fire all your key people and civilization collapses.
And we're not anti-vax. Let me tell you what. We give meningococcal vaccines to every kid who goes to college each year. Perfectly safe, perfectly effective, zero deaths. I'm a doctor. I take hepatitis B, influenza. I've taken all my vaccines. We're not anti-vaccine. Safe and effective vaccines are welcome additions to medicine. This one is vastly different. It's nowhere close to being safe. And I tell you, it's minimally effective. We went over the data today.
Well, exactly. I mean, if I break my leg, I want Western medicine. And I know that vaccines are real technology. The issue is, what can corrupt groups and organizations hijack and basically piggyback onto that? And now we're seeing a great example of this.
It's everywhere. You know, it's not just Pfizer, Moderna, J&J. We're talking Sinovac in East Asia, in India. I was on the Indian news this week. I've had conference calls with Pakistan all over. People are being, basically, their lives are being hijacked and put on the end of a hypodermic needle. They're basically their survival. And I have so many people saying, listen, I have to earn a living, take care of my family. I know this vaccine can't possibly help me. I know this vaccine can damage me, but I have to take it to survive.
And these governments are all doing the same thing. And I saw a video out of Russia where they're saying, hey, ours is a different shot. We're dying, too. We're having blood clots and heart attacks. Same thing everywhere. We're going to go to break. Please remember, folks, it's your buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, despite all the attacks that keeps us on air. Plus, they're great products for yourself, your family, your body, your immune system. X2, the purest iodine, deep earth crystal atomic iodine, is 50% off. Back in stock, sold out for months. And vitamin mineral fusion, all the vitamins, the minerals, the key amino acids, great for adults, children, everybody. It is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com as well until it sells out, which is going to sell out very, very quickly. But because it's so important, we're going to just sell it until it sells out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And, Doc, before I even did that plug, when you first came on, you saw I had our iodine X2 sitting here. Coming up later, tell us a little bit about that. But you were saying people are doing amazing things with iodine.
Iodine kills this bug on the spot.
We'll talk about what people are doing nasally, but I mean, like even hydrogen peroxide, I hear diluted is doing good, right?
Just like hand sanitizer, a whole variety of hand sanitizer kills the virus. We now know the virus is an infection in the nasal cavity. You've got to get something up in the nasal cavity to kill the virus. Taking pills doesn't cut that. We have
all right,
to
stay right there. Well, I'm going to understand this when we come back. Hour number three, straight ahead.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.